Couplets from the gardens of salvation. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا ويلكم My honorable, dearest viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel, welcome to this new and amazing silsila and program on Madinay Channel called Couplets from the Garden of Salvation. Subhanallah. By the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this special and amazing program had been designed in order to increase the love in our hearts for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, before I explain that inshallah azza wa jal, let us now listen to the virtue and blessing of reciting darud and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the possessor of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He has mentioned in his blessed hadith that the one who recites 1,000 darud upon me daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. How beautiful is this hadith, dear viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel. Now let us make some good intentions. I will watch the silsila from beginning to end. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever good I will hear, I will jot them down, as well as I will convey this message to others as well, for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel, as I explained to you earlier on as well, that this silsila, this program had been designed to increase the muhabbat, the love and connection in our hearts for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this program, we are inshallah azza wa jal going to recite to you the wonderful and amazing couplets composed by none other than Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Ash-Shah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. Subhanallah, he is very, very famous and wonderful compilation of poetry known as Hadaiki Bakhshish. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel, you should get your hands on them and study the poetry of Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, and what deep devotion and muhabbat he has composed these couplets, which will really take you into another world. So therefore, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are now going to go through those couplets, inshallah, whereas we have a very famous guest in studio with us as well, and we are going to welcome him, and inshallah, azza wa jal, he will recite the couplets for us. We will translate those couplets for you, so that you could understand what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is actually speaking about in his amazing kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. So therefore, inshallah, hum apne mehman ko daawat dete hain, inshallah, our respected honorable Naath Khan Ahmed Babri bhai, please come inshallah azza wa jal and have a seat. Mashallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel, now inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to start and we are basically going to recite those couplets to you. What are those amazing couplets and naat in the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Chaliye hum apne Ahmed Qadri Attari bhai se sunte hain inshallah. Ji Ahmed bhai, what is the first kalam that we are going to be reciting today?
Inshallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka likha hua Hadaiki Bakhshish pehla kalam.
Subhanallah. So this is the first kalam, the first naat which is in Hadaiki Bakhshish. Subhanallah. Zara suna dijiye.
वाह क्या जूद करम है शहबत तेरा, वाह क्या जूद करम है शहबत तेरा, नहीं सुन
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Waha kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala tera. This couplet is the opening couplet. It is the opening couplet in the book called Hadai ki Bakhshish. Subhanallah, it is written in spiritual delight and demonstration in the deep love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the first stanza, as you heard, Abu Ahmad Bhai had recited, Wah, Wah kya judo karam. The word Wah in the Urdu language is used for amusement, for demonstrating astonishment when somebody is amazed of something, subhanallah. Hence, it is used here to show positive admiration and to show how exquisite and how blessed is the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Looking at Aka Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's generosity, his shan, his elevation, his sanctity, his exaltation, subhanallah. Allah Hazrat used the word wah. And as I told you, wah means in the Urdu language when somebody is astonished and amazed, subhanallah. So now the translation of this couplet would be, ah, meaning wah. So exquisite is your generosity and kindness, O King of Makkah. No, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. No is never heard by the one who is the beggar at your door, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, subhanallah, how beautiful is this couplet. In fact, it is depicting the message of the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha had said, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was generous than everybody, subhanallah, to this extent that his generosity flowed more swiftly than even the fast winds. Allahu Akbar. How fast and powerful is the storm, but faster than that, more stronger than that, was the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At this juncture, it must be noted that the generosity and the kind-heartedness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whereby he never ever rejected anyone who sought any kind of help from him, subhanallah. As well as, it is not only confined to the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to that era, but my Aqa was giving, he is giving, and he will continue to give until the day of judgment, subhanallah, subhanallah. So those who ask for wealth from the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became wealthy. Those who asked for power, they became powerful. Those who asked for knowledge, for ilm, they became the people of knowledge, subhanallah. And those who asked for love and closeness, the qurb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became the partner of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, in paradise, subhanallah. So the couplet was, Waha kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera.
Waha kya judo karam hai shah batha tera, waha kya judo karam hai shah batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi
understanding this couplet. Let's move on to the next couplet, to the next stanza, the next shair, and that is, Chor hakim se chupa karte hain, yahan uske khilaaf, tere daman mein chupe, chor anokha tera. Subhanallah, what an amazing couplet this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Allah Hazrat says, the criminals are always hiding from the authorities. This is something which is very common. Those who are thieves, those who are rogues, they are always hiding from the authorities. But here it is the opposite, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For these rare criminals are seen hiding in the shade of your mercy, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madinah ki. A criminal here means a sinner. Chor hakim se chupa karte hain ya uske khilaaf. The reason for Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to use the word chor here means criminal. But criminal in which sense? He is a gunahgar, he is a sinner. And we all know very well that the criminals try to hide away from the authorities. Allahu Akbar. But the merciful court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen unto mankind, subhanallah, it is a unique court. It is a different court. Why? The situation here is the opposite to all of the other authorities. Here the transgressors seek to look for safety and purification in the shade of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Guna ho jate hain, sins are committed, but they are hiding in the shade of the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In fact, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this couplet that I have recited to you, it is the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. And Hadaiki Bakshish, the entire Hadaiki Bakshish actually is the praises as well as the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. This verse particularly, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. And when they commit injustice unto their souls, then, O beloved, they should present themselves before you. Allahu Akbar. When they commit any guna, when they commit any sin, they should come to your bargah and seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if the Holy Rasul should intercede on their behalf. Allah, Allah, Allah. In other words, you committed the guna, the sin, you will go to the court of the Holy Rasul and make istighfar. Make istighfar in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask forgiveness from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then undoubtedly they shall find Allah Azza wa Jal most forgiving, most compassionate. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now look, dear viewers, and this is on Madani channel. It has been reported in the books of ahadith. There was a person who came into the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he did not know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had left this physical world. He had left this dunya. Khabari nahi mili thi. Huzur Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ke bargah mein jab pahuncha, when he reached the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found out that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has left this physical world, he started to roll onto the ground. And he's saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed injustice unto my soul. I have committed a guna, a crime. And Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ, that if we commit any crime, any guna, we should come to your bargah. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not here. You have hidden yourself from our eyes. Hum aapko dekh nahi sakte. Ya Rasulullah, now where must I go? What must I do? And he was crying and he was rolling on the ground. It is mentioned that a sound came from inside the qabr of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that this person has been forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Iske guna maaf kar diye ja chuke hain. Allahu Akbar. This is the miracle, my dear brother Islam. This is the generosity of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives us shelter in his mercy. Even though we are sinful people, we should always use the wasila. We should always use the medium of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat bada khoob farmate hain, chor hakim se chupa karte hain, ya uske khilaaf tere daman mein chupe, chor anokha tera.
Chor hakim se chupa kar,
Allah, you know, may we be sacrificed upon the ishq of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And what deep devotion and love and ecstasy he drowned himself into, and he written these couplets. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, ab chale aage badhte hain. Let's go to the next couplet. And this is also an amazing and hakikat and reality. Subhanallah. What he says, Farsh wale teri shokat ka ulu kya jaane khusrawa, عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا. Subhanallah. There are some difficult words here, inshallah azawajal. We will translate this for you. Farsh wale means the people of the earth. shaukat here means the exaltation, the sanctity, and the awesomeness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ulu, it means height, heightness, it means balandi, to go at a high place, subhanallah. And subhanallah, there are some other words which we will translate, but the mafhoom and the translation of this beautiful couplet is Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning Farsh wale, teri shokat ka ulu kya jane? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the people of the earth. And how should we know your sanctity? How should we know your status? How should we know your exaltation? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the flag of your sanctity, the flag of your status is even hoisted on the arsh. Subhanallah. On the skies, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look, this couplet as well is the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh my beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have elevated your status for you. I have increased your remembrance for you. Subhanallah. Ab hum kya tarif kare? I mean, look at the sanctity. Look at the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the adhan after Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, what comes next, dear viewers and the Madina channel? Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You open the Holy Quran, you will find the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ibadat kare, ibadat kare, even in salah. When you will say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Before that, you will send salams upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Azan mein, namaz mein, kitabon mein, everywhere in the whole world is the zikr and the praises of our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers under the Madani channel, now after understanding this couplet, samajhne ke baad, ab inshallah, dubara isko padhte hain. Ala Hazrat says, فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے فریرا تیرا
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو
MashaAllah, dear viewers and listeners of the Madinah channel, I am most certain that your iman, your faith has been refreshed after listening to this couplet. Or kyun na ho, this is in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, ab, let's go to the next couplet, and this one is also amazing. If you will listen to the translation of this couplet, SubhanAllah, you will have to say, wah. You will also say, kya baat hai? Because why? Out of amazement, out of astonishment. Subhanallah, you will also enjoy this couplet. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Asma khwa, Zameen khwa, Zamana mehma. Allah, Allah, Allah. Now I want to translate this couplet for the viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. Asma khwa, Zameen khwa, Zamana mehman, Sahib khana laqab hai kiska, Tera, Tera. Allah, Allah, Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, beyond our imagination, beyond our thinking, this is, subhanallah. Look at the ishq and the love of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Kya baat hai? Ye khwan, khwan actually means dastarkhan, meaning the tablecloth on which we sit to eat our food, subhanallah. So Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the asman is the tablecloth, the sky. The earth is also the cloth. And the zamana, meaning the people of this world, are the guests. Allah, 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 Allah. In other words, who is the host? The host is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is his shan. And we are the mehman. Who is the mehman? The entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how great is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That his mehman and his guest are the whole world. Lekin is dastarkhan pe koi kami nahi hai, subhanallah. Nothing is short. There is no shortage in this dastarkhan. Whoever is coming, whatever he's asking for, my aqa, my master, the coolness of our eyes, the contentment of our hearts and mind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is granting everybody, subhanallah. Hadith mein, in the hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says a very beautiful hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, ki indeed Allah is the giver. Dene wala Allah hi hai. The one who gives is the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am the distributor, subhanallah. In other words, whatever you have, whatever wealth you possess, whatever you have, everything is given to you as a charity from Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is through the door of Aqa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab zara dekhe na, if anybody asks for wealth, my Nabi, my Aqa made him ghani. Huh? My Aqa gave him everything he wanted, subhanallah. Are, what is wealth of this dunya? What is the luxuries of this world? Hazrat Rabi'a, very famous Sahabi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My Aqa, my master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked one day, because he was the khadim of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Rabi'a, ask for what you want. Allah, Allah, Allah. Now this is authority. This is the authority, the power of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Rabi'a, ask for whatever you wish to ask. And Hazrat Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was clever. He said, why must I ask for dunya? Huzur ke sadqe mein dunya to mil chuki hai. Dunya is ours, kyun hum huzur ke ghulam hain. We are the servants of the Holy Rasulullah sallam. So he said, ya Rasulullah sallam, I want to be your companion. I want your qurb. I want your closeness in Jannah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Meaning, Hazrat Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu knew ki huzur ke sadqe mein jannat to milegi, subhanallah. But ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you in Jannah as well, subhanallah. And what was the answer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Rabi'a, uske ilawa, aw ghayra dhalik, besides that, aur kuch mango, Allah, Allah, Allah. In other words, oh Rabia, you asking for Jannat? Ja, I have given you Jannat. If there's anything aside from that, if there's anything else you want to ask for, wo bhi mango, wo bhi de diya jayega, subhanallah. So this is the generosity, this is the kindness of my Aqa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ki kitna bada dastar khan hai. Asma kha, zami kha, zamana mehman. صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا سبحان اللہ
آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب
channel. Now we move on to the next couplet. Are, every couplet, every share, every stanza, every line, what my Ala Hazrat had written is amazing. It is unique. Allah, Allah. Every couplet is a hadith. It is a tafsir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. Now, let us go to this beautiful share. He says, Tere qadmo mein, ay hai, Tere qadmo mein jo hai, ghair kabu kya dekhein? کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوہ تیرا یہ بھی شعر amazing ہے it is indeed a beautiful one and if I explain this couplet to you indeed your iman your faith will be refreshed in this شعر اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is basically saying یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم those who are being looked after at your bargah those who are the khadim Those who are the servants of your darbar, those who are at your feet, tere qadmon mein jo hain, ghair ka muh kya dekhe? Why must they go and ask from somebody else when they are the servants of your darbar, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kaun nazaron pe chadhe, dekh ke talwa tera, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After being the ghulam, after being the slave of your darbar, aapko dekhne ke baad, after looking at your generosity, after looking at your rahmat, after looking at your mercy, after looking at your beauty, now, ya Rasulullah, after looking at your talwa, after taking from your darbar, now we don't want to see anybody else, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap kisko dekhe, ya Rasulullah? Who else must we see when we have seen you, and you are the best of creation, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat farmate hain, tere qadmon mein jo hai, ghair ka muh kya dekhein? Kaun nazaron pe chadhe, dekh ke talwa tera.
Tere qadmon mein jo hai, ghair تیرا کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دے کہ تلوار تیرا.
سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinay Channel, my heart at this moment wishes to translate every couplet, but time does not permit. Therefore, inshallah, azza wa jal, there are some other couplets as well, which we will translate in the coming episodes. You do not need to miss this beautiful episode called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now we would move to this last couplet and the closing shi'r, the closing couplet of this kalam and this naat, which is, تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. In this couplet, سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is saying, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, in your exalted court, رضا presents as his intercessor, he who is my غوث and your dearly beloved son, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. In other words, to simplify it for you, the beloved رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is the beloved of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, حبیب اللہ اور beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And حضور کے beloved کون ہیں؟ Who is the beloved of رسول اللہ؟ میرے غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. سبحان اللہ. So he is actually saying, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, neither am I in such a position, nor do I feel worthy enough to directly address you. ہماری اوقات ہی نہیں ہے کہ میں آپ کو ڈائریکٹلی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سو آئی ایم پریزنٹنگ سرکار غوث اعظم, یا رسول اللہ آپ عطا فرمائے, گریو می, گرانٹ اٹ ٹو می, بٹ تھرو دا وسیلہ آف سرکار غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, ہو از یور بیلوڈ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اس شعر میں ایکچولی ہم کو یہ سکھا رہے ہیں کہ لینا ہے تو وسیلے سے لو. سبحان اللہ. اف یو آر آسکنگ فرام دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, then you must learn to take a medium. What is a medium? Wasila. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So hence, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in this beautiful couplet, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has given us many valuable lessons about the importance of keeping ourselves connected, yes, connected at all times to the awliya and salihin. Subhanallah. And he says, teri sarkar mein lata hai raza usko shafi' jo mera ghaus hai aur لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا.
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع, تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا
رب العالمين. By the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come to the end of this new and amazing silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, join us in the coming episodes. Do not forget to watch Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation.